Bear Podcast 311.
We interrupt this Bear Podcast for an important announcement. Ricky Martin's gay.
He's the gay. Yep. Okay. what an entrance, right? Yeah. Well,
like we all haven't known this for years.
Definitely. I mean, it's so obvious.
All of this means Phil dropped the restraining order now.
Uh huh. And you know, you should be singing, you know, instead of "She Bangs," he actually singing "He Bangs" now. He's gonna sing that. He bangs. He bangs. Yeah. So it's actually he's thinking of a guy. Anyway, guys, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Mm-hmm. And this is episode 311, and thank you for tuning in. And this is a good episode because we have an interview with Sir Wolf Chapa from right here in Houston. Yeah. And
LA.
Yeah, from NLA, LA Houston. Yeah. And it's a good chat with him. Yeah. And it's funny. He came from Voldemort. He came from the store. But anyway, at the top of the show, we were talking about, you know, Ricky Martin, and I remember him back in the Philippines watching him and in part of Menudo, dancing and everything, and now grown up and everything, seeing him on TV as a solo artist, and now coming out, everybody knew anyway, right?
Well, you know, I was of course, what irks me the hell out of me is I can come on Google. I can Google something at work and get something totally different and Google it at the house and get nothing that I got on the one at work. It pisses me off. But I had this good article I was reading at lunch that Barbara Walters, like last week, apologized that she said she wished that she had not asked in their interview back in 2000, had not harassed him so much about the whole gay thing.
Oh, really?
Because she said, you know, now looking back on it, I think that was very inappropriate to push a question like that. And, you know, and ultimately, you know, it's really everybody's personal choice what they are. And she said, and she apologized for that. And I was like, wow. And then, of course, this week he comes out. So,
this said she. You know. I knew.
But I didn't realize
he
was 38. I thought him and I thought he was the same age I was for some reason.
Like 29, right? 29. You're just 29, right?
Yeah. Right. Whatever. So.
But, yeah. But so, I could say congratulations to Ricky Martin for coming out.
All I got to say is that picture that I sent you.
Yeah.
I hope that's his boyfriend because he's fucking hot. I'd like to be the bear in between those two little chaser boys.
You mean, would you do Ricky Martin, really?
Oh, hell yes.
Oh my God. Would you be a groupie, a bear groupie for him?
Oh yeah. Oh, I'd be all over Ricky Martin. I think I've always thought he was cute. He was really cute when he was on, was it One Life to Live or what? Life to Live or Another World. Or when that soap opera he was on earlier in his career after he left Menudo.
Okay. So,
but one of the interesting articles is the economics of him coming out, which I thought was just like, oh Lord. But it was basically talking about Ricky Martin comes out, the economic fallout. And it talks about Elton John, you know, well, he came out, it was a big success for, and then afterward, he's still a pretty big success. George Michael.
Uh-huh.
Big solo artist after coming out, albums hadn't done so well. Clay Aiken, big start, come out, albums hadn't done so good. Adam Lambert, everybody knew was gay, came out. Everybody's still talking about the sex capade at the American Music Awards, and he's still pretty naming. So they're wondering what's gonna happen with Ricky. So
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's
so how much will it really affect his career? But you know, he really hadn't had a career since like 2000 or something.
Yeah, ever since that. Living La Vida Loca.
I mean, he's released a couple Spanish albums, I think, since then, but nothing English.
You know what's also hard about it, because he is Hispanic and
He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, and that's it's kind of hard to. I don't know. Is it hard for Puerto Ricans to? To come out, I mean, it's a big thing for the family. It's a big thing to Hispanic communities, right?
Call Julio and ask him.
Yeah, we can ask Julio, our sexologist.
I'm sure Julio's done him before.
When he was in Puerto Rico. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, so yeah, okay. But before we go, yeah, just I'm happy that he did. He did come out, and he's got two kids. I think he adopted them, right?
No, they are actually surrogate.
Oh, really?
Yes, Merlin's got twin boys, and that's one of the reasons he came out. Like Clay Ekin, he's like, I'm a dad now. I can't sit here and lie about what I am and then have these key kids. And
So do you think that did he do the girls or the surrogate? Or?
I'm sure he had it done in vitro or something like that.
Oh, really? Okay. Turkey baster maybe? Okay. Anyway, let me see. Oh,
but anyway, how was your weekend?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I enjoyed it with Mike. Yeah, Mike is in town.
Put the camera back on and tell Mike to come up there naked.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. He hasn't run up yet. He's watching basketball right now.
So. Oh, Lord. That's right. It's March Madness. Well, that shit never ends.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Stargate Universe starts back Friday. Don't forget to set your VCRs, folks.
Yep. Stargate Universe. Okay. One more thing before we go to the interview. Is a movie we watched last weekend.
How to Train Your Dragon?
How to Train Your Dragon. Okay, I'm really sorry, Ray, but I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why? I thought it was cute.
No. Don't get me wrong. I love the movie, but we did not watch it on 3D.
That's true. That's whole 3D true. Thing. But you know, see, that's what happens when you let girls plan stuff.
Okay. Yes, I love it. I really like the story. I like and you know the director, one of the directors is Dean DuBois. I don't know if I'm saying it right. And he's actually part of the JD. I think he was one of my Wolf What a Bear moments with JD before. It was JD, probably episode 2, I think. Way back in 2005. Anyway, we're talking about Dean, the director, and it's a big bear. And I think I met him. I think I met him in Milwaukee when I was there because JD is played softball there, and I went to Milwaukee for softball. And I think I met JD there. Either there or probably a TBRU, one of the TBRUs that I've been to. And he looked so familiar. And then I was chatting with someone who said, I was chatting with Shannon. Shannon was saying, we're going to watch How to Train Your Dragon. This is in San Diego. We're going to watch How to Train Your Dragon with the director. Really? And then he said, it's Dean. Oh, Dean. And then he showed me the picture. I saw the picture. Wait a second. I know this guy. And then it turns out he's a partner of somebody I know. It's cool.
I will say this, folks. The big Hiccup's dad, the big redheaded Viking, came on the screen. I thought Maynard was going to wet his pants.
He is kind of wolfy. And you could tell. I could tell it's really bear-oriented.
Yes.
It's got that bear theme because, you know, the father is one of the main characters is a bear. And it's just interesting to have a bear character in the movie.
Several bear characters.
Several of them, yeah.
It's a couple awesome. Cubs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so we highly recommend it. It's made by a gay bear. It's directed by a gay bear, so we highly recommend it.
Since all the movie theaters went up on price, I doubt you can afford to go see it in 3D anymore, though. But
That's the direction of lots of movies now. Actually,
it's too much now.
Well, it depends. I like the idea. I like it when it does enhance the visuals, you know.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the movie, 3D movie. I think it's great. I'm talking about the damn prices.
Oh, being prices? Well,
I mean, $20 bucks to go see an IMAX 3D movie?
Mm-hmm. I think in Dallas it's going to be 17, I think. 15 or 17, something like that. 15, 17 bucks.
Well, no, it was like 12 bucks for a regular movie. Mm-hmm. That someone went up to, and then $15 for an IMAX, and then $19 for IMAX. $15 for 3D, and then $19 for 3D IMAX.
Mm.
That's $20 a ticket, man. And then you can't even walk into place without buying a drink and popcorn for another. That's $40 to go to a movie.
That's why I sneak in a banana.
Well, you know what? That's why I said, you know what? We're going to start planning our schedules, and we're going to go pay for one movie and go see five or six. Get an Oscar $10.
Get all. You're like going to jump movies? Oh, that's bad.
I will plan my day out. It's like, okay, this starts here, and then this starts here. I got 30 minutes to use the bathroom.
I know someone who does that. He's in the military, and well, he used to be, I think, and he uses I'm sorry, not military, but he's a senior guy, senior already. So he uses a senior discount, goes in, brings in something in his pocket, like Skittles or some chocolate in his pocket, and some drinks in the other pocket.
Well, sounds like a girl with me. She can load her purse down. We'll have all kind of food up in there.
And he watches a movie and then schedules the next movie.
Broke bitches will overcome. Yeah. You raise the prices, we'll bring our own damn food in here.
Oh, well, that's how it is with these theaters. Anyway, okay, so shall we go
on? I don't know if it's the theater. Is it the movie theaters or is it the movie industry?
Is the movie?
Because my understanding is that for ticket sales, the movie industry gets all the proceeds for so many weeks when a movie comes out. And then it goes back to the theater, which is why all the concession stuff is expensive as hell, because that's what actually keeps the movie theater running, not the ticket sales.
But it could also depend on... Oh, wait. One thing also, after it shows, what if it comes out in DVD after 3 months or 4 months, and some theaters are still showing it?
I know.
So that really kills theater.
Oh, we got something that pisses me off about Netflix now that we got to talk about some episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can...
Ryan, we need to talk about that next week.
Yeah, okay. Let's move to that. All right, so let's go on with our interview with Sir Wolf from the National Leather Association, Houston.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Wolf, what a bear.
Hello, everyone. We have Sir Wolf Chapper from the National Leather Association, Houston chapter, with us tonight. He's going to talk a little bit about spring iniquity.
Welcome, Wolf.
Sir, hello, Wolf. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Just fine. How's everything in your neck of the woods tonight?
Oh, I'm just peachy.
I just bet. You just come back from the store that cannot be named.
We call it Voldemort. And
it's a nice Republican store.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's right.
But today's your day off, so have you had a good day? Did you enjoy this lovely weather we had today?
Pretty much chilled out, trying to get over a bug I had, you know, that's going around, and finally I feel a little bit better now.
Well, that's good.
That's good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell us about Spring Iniquity?
Spring Iniquity. Spring Iniquity is an annual event held by the National Leather Association of Houston, and it embarks just a sort of camaraderie throughout the leather community and the gay community of Houston to have some fun. And we just recently, like last year, just decided to have a conference. Last year was the first time we had a conference, a leather conference, for Spring Iniquity, and this year it was just a normal bar run because we didn't get a chance to plan it in advance as we had liked to. But next year, 2011, is going to be a conference. So we are going to have a nice, full-fledged conference next year to have other speakers, events, demonstrations, store, shops from different vendors. It's gonna be a hoot. But this year is just your basic run-of-the-mill bar run.
Okay. What's going to be going on during Spring Iniquity?
Well, it starts off on Friday, April the 16th, and the registration will be at 9 p.m. at the Ripcord. And it continues. The registration will continue all the way through Saturday night, the following day. And registration prices, all that can be available to anybody. You can go to springiniquity.com. And just look at the different price packages that we have on there, and you get you a little run pin, and you're able to join in the festivities. We'll have several host receptions from different clubs around Houston. And on Saturday night at 7 p.m., we'll have a full-fledged dinner at Riva's restaurant, and it's going to be all-out pastas and very good salads and tea, and it's just a real good mood, meal. It's worth the nominal price that you'll be getting with the event package pin.
How many are you expecting this year?
Well, usually in bar runs, we usually have between 300 and 450 people.
Wow.
The conference last year, drew much more than that. But you know, because it varies, and this time we're having it just after tax season, so I'm sure there'll be a lot more people coming in just to have that sigh of relief after tax season. So people waited until the 15th to file their taxes. Now they can enjoy their cocktails drinks on the April the 16th. So we're hoping
good
we'll
timing
get this year.
Everybody's got their refunds. It's a lot. I mean, Ray, that's a lot. It's even more than Bear Watch.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it like I said, it varies throughout the year. The conference was actually pretty big. It was
yeah, the conference last year was nice.
Mm-hmm. We had the and we're a pansexual organization, which means it's not gay, bi, or straight. It's all of them.
That's right. And that's not pandas, Maynard. Don't get confused.
Okay. All right.
Not pandas.
Pandas. No pandas. Well, pandas can go.
Pandas can go.
Because it is pansexual. Yeah. All right.
Yes, we are a pansexual organization. So we're not classified as a gay organization, but we cater to all walks of life and anybody who has an interest in a fetish, whether it be leather, S&M, bondage, is definitely the most welcome to attend our events.
So for somebody that's never been to Spring Iniquity, what should they expect?
They can expect to get shocked.
If I go, I'm afraid I'll be
shocked.
Well,
that's actually one of the demonstrations, you know, shock treatment.
See, nice Maynard, you might not like the paddle, but you might like the
I'm like electrocuted. All right. Okay.
Maynard, not
electrocution. Shock. That's right. Shock.
It's made with static electricity. It's Violet One.
The Violet One.
It's a hair-raising fetish, so it does spark, no pun intended, some interest in some people. And, of course, we have some hot wax demonstrations. We have some rope demonstrations, some tie-down demonstrations. We have different other clubs holding events in our Den of Iniquity on Saturday night at the Ripcord. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And what you expect to see is a plethora, I guess I can say that word, a plethora of just different things be going on and some fun and games as far as icebreakers and people. That way it gets people to get to know each other and say hi and my name is such and such and hopefully it takes it from there.
I could imagine that if you're one of your icebreakers, just... Hi, I'm Nard. I want to flog you. Hi. Is that part of the icebreaker or what? Oh no. Can you flog me, please? Hi.
No, on the icebreaker manner, they actually get you, strip you down, tie you to a cross, and then rub ice all over you.
Oh,
that's an icebreaker.
No, we don't take a lump of ice of your bahancas and we don't do anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have one game. It's called Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and it's played with little military men, toy soldiers that you get anywhere like the dollar store or Wally World, and you buy two packages, so that way you'll have a pair. And at registration, we hand you a little military man, and you try to find a pair. And you, in order to do that, you have to mingle with the crowd, and that's the icebreaker.
That's good. That's a good idea.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So it's all going to be some fun.
Okay.
Will there be any? You did say that there's going to be some rope tying. Is there one, right? That's the one that how to safely tie people up. Is that how it is?
That is correct. Okay. And there is a very intricate technique to do that. One of our actually members, Sir Robert Helms, is very proud of being a part of that, and he's actually very good in the art of rope. And so he and some other hosts are going to be also participating in that as well. So we have a lot of events going on throughout the evenings, and we're also you can also walk away in the evening with your own rope harness. So we'll be people will be walking away with harnesses made out of rope and walking around, hopefully shirtless, and they'll like
nice.
Oh, and Maynard, I forgot to tell you. that Robert was looking for some celebrity type people to tie up, I volunteered you.
Oh no, no, no! Please don't.
It gives a new meaning to Pinoy Bound.
I've never been tied up before.
That's the first time for everything, Maynard.
You gotta be claustrophobic, of course, and it's very interesting because you're suspended, and in some cases you're suspended, and we have different accoutrements that we use and that we're going to be taking out of storage in order to use in our Denim Iniquity evening, and so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. Can't wait. I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
So, Wolf, what do you suggest for people out there that has an interest in the leather community and finding out some more stuff about this, but are still kind of scared to do this? What's your advice to them?
One thing to do is that it's not a fad. So think of it as a fad. It's not a fad. It's something that's instilled within you, and it's not. You have to more or less psychoanalyze yourself and see what it is that actually intrigues you and turns you on, literally. And it's that erotica that's within you that you think about, and it's that brings on and it turns on the sexuality of the fetish. And it can be exciting. It can be scary, and it's the scary part that makes it exciting, if that makes sense. But the unknown is always exciting, and it gets your adrenaline running. So it's just a good thing to look into if you're a vanilla person but want to add some spice to your life. Then by all means, get with any one of our members and ask questions. You've got to ask questions. Even if you're a student and you have a teacher or a mentor and everything, you're gonna have questions, and you gotta have some answers. And in order to do that, you need to have somebody with you that you can at least trust and get you started in that road that you wish to take.
So I just realized that you have to ask a question. Maybe if I'm there, I'll be asking a lot of questions. Like what kind of questions do you expect? Like, does that really hurt, or how does that feel? I mean, what common questions that you get?
Well, a lot of it is fear. A lot of it is fear, and so it's best to start off light and then just take it step by step. It's not, you don't actually want to dive into something like, for example, like the previous example you used, like flogging or roping or suspension or mummification or anything like that. It's something that you have to really start off slow and then graduate each level, and it's all based on comfort zones.
Okay.
So the last thing we want you to do is panic, and then once you get into a panic attack, then of course it drives other things. Things can go wrong, so mm-hmm. It's the trust factor. Of course, you have to have a safe word. We always practice safe. We gotta have a safe word. I know my ex had a safe word for me, and his safe word was "get off me." So, and that was it.
Oh, really? So, okay, that's good.
That was the safe word, the headache word.
Get off me. Okay, I'm done. What other safe words have you heard before? Or
bananas,
really?
Banana, apple.
Oh, bananas!
Pickles, my favorite.
Yeah,
bananas. Whatever simple word that only you and the dom or the master or the one who's doing the opposite would know.
Oh, okay. What are the guidelines in safe words? It should be simple, and yeah. Besides you and the one you're partnered with, it should be something that you both know, of course. At the same time, it should be easy to say, right? You don't,
correct.
You can't just say like supercalifragilistic expialidocious. You can't say
simple words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
In most cases, they want it to be like one syllable words, like apple, not banana and everything, but like apple. Like it's just one word or one quick let go. Sort of type thing.
See, if I'm there, I would be asking a lot of questions. A lot of questions.
Well, that's the whole point.
I mean, that's the whole point. We're here to educate the community and in the fetish and the lifestyle, and that we're not were not as like the image that the leather communities throughout the world have and everything. Well, I mean, yes, there are some like that, but here in Houston, we're not wussies by any means, but we're safe and consensual, and we want to make sure we're that way.
Mm-hmm. Wow, there's a lot of thinking about this. It's mainly mental, right? I mean, it's all in the mind.
It is a mind game. It's very powerful mind game. It's not for the weak. You have to be strong-willed, and for most people, it's that strong will, that confidence factor is very high. It's very high in the sexuality mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very big prompt or so.
Yeah. I have a few questions. How about you personally, Sir Wolf? What is the most extreme you've done?
The most extreme I've done is role play.
Role play.
It's most role play, and I am prior military service, and so my the most extreme I've done is a POW capture.
Oh wow!
I was captured, and stuff. And of course, you've seen movies, and that's what happens to POWs when they get captured, and it's just like that.
I could just imagine it. Wow! You know what? There's something hot about that. Really, I mean, is that you would feel at that moment that you're captured?
I mean, I don't know. Explain what you're asking.
Oh, I'm asking. I mean, is it just the adrenaline rush, or is it something sexual that
it's
you
both.
Feel? It's kind of both. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, one more for me. How about you yourself? Do you have any limits? Something that you won't do, or
absolutely.
Oh, you have limits. Okay.
Of course, I won't do any blood.
Ah,
anything that requires blood transfer or anything like that.
I see.
And I don't like the fact of mummification and stuff like that. I don't.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah, Ray. I've seen a couple of friends of ours. Me and Ray. We have friends who are what do you call that? It's rubber, and there's a vacuum, and
they're into rubber. They're into mummification.
Yeah.
One of your friends is very big into needles, needle play.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. Yeah, and there's suspension from being tied with and threaded with needles, and there's several.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's different types of bondage.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wait.
If I were the hanky coat, I'd be gray.
You'd be gray. Oh.
I'd be gray. And I'd wear the gray on the right side.
Oh, gray would be
bondage.
Bondage. Okay. Gosh,
and then on my left side, I'd have a mustard hanky.
Oh, okay. I think do I know that, Ray?
I don't know if we talked about mustard. I think you're thinking yellow.
I'm thinking yellow, but mustard is different.
Yes, and I don't have the codes here in front of me, and I don't have them memorized. Okay. I'm horrible.
So, just to clarify, what is mustard?
I won't tell you.
Oh, you won't? Okay, all right. It's time to Google. Hold on, let me Google it. I'm kidding, no. All right. But yeah, mustard on the left and then gray on the right. Okay, that's interesting. Wow.
And explain to Wolf, would you like to explain the difference between the left and the right side?
The left is either the dom, master, or top, and the right is either the sub, boy, cub, pup, whatever the submissive.
Yes, let's not go into all the different names.
No, we're not. Okay, but
because that's very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people listening, go Google it. You can find it. You can find it online somewhere. But we're not going to explain that in the show. All right.
it's unique. It's rather unique because the hanky coat's been around for decades, and it's unique that it's still around.
I know. And then you get into the lace and all this other stuff. And it's like, huh, who thought this shit up? I know, because I'd sit down and go through it every year for Bear Watch and try to figure out what's our color going to be this year. So, mm-hmm. And it's like, nope, can't do that. Yep, we can do this color. Nope, can't do that color. So, but it's very interesting. If you ever get one, Blackhawk Leather has free hanky codes. posted everywhere in the store. You can go by and pick one up. So if any of y'all are in Houston, go by Black Hawk Leather and grab one. So, or you can Google it online. I'm sure they're listed somewhere online. So,
I have a question. Question is, what is the infamous Den of Iniquity?
The Den of Iniquity is a we block off a part of the bar in the back, and it's by you go in and you have to pay the registration fee allows you access to that, but if you don't want to pay the whole registration fee the day of the Den of Iniquity, then you can actually pay to get into that segregated area.
Oh, okay.
And it's where all the demonstrations are held.
And you have to be a registrant. You have somebody who registered to get in to see what's being
what the demos. You pay for entrance.
I see.
On the day.
Wow.
Okay. And what's the cost of Iniquity? I was looking on the website and I don't see it. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, it's on the website. SpringIniquity.com.
SpringIniquity.com? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll put that in the show notes so people can see. So that's on April 16th to 18th.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
And like I said, we have the dinner at Riva's at 7 p.m. on Saturday night, the 17th. And on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, you revert back to the Ripcord for the awards ceremony, where we hand out certain awards for Master of Games, Sled of the Run, and so forth.
Ooh, Maynard, there's one for you.
Okay. Okay, so this is the 20th event that you guys have been around, 20 years now?
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yes. The Iniquity has been, this is the 20th year, so yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's Spring Iniquity 10 event, okay. I feel bad, though, that you guys weren't able to get a hotel. Do you think there will be a... Okay, so... There's going to be you weren't able to get a hotel, a host hotel. So will that be a big problem, you think?
No,
not really.
The only reason that we didn't have the conference this year is that there happened to be a wedding at the same time as the conference, and we couldn't be in the same hotel.
Oh.
We want to freak out some of the guests.
Basic matter principles. You can't have two things in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
We prefer to. Exclusive.
Unless they want to change their wedding theme, then it might be quite interesting.
Yes, I was about to say they kind of a leather, leather and leather wedding. Yeah,
I can just imagine it now.
That's true.
We'll just take the groomsmen out back.
Oh, there you go. The wife gets to flog the best.
Okay. All right.
Well. Is there anything else you want to tell us about Spring Iniquity before we end that topic?
No, I mean it's just it's going to be a great event, and we hope to see a lot of people attend. And of course, we're also gearing up for next year's conference. And my end as vice president will come at the end. Will be on that Sunday when the new board will take over, and they will be in charge of Iniquity next year. So it's all gonna be fun. Just look for some great events coming up in the future, and demonstrations as well.
Well, cool. And if anyone's interested in the National Leather Association Houston, they can
go to our website. That's correct. That's NLA Houston TX. That's Texas. That's TX.org.
Well, Wolf, thank you for being on here and talking to us about Spring Iniquity and giving Maynard some very interesting ideas to ponder and harass me about for the next week or two.
Yep, I'll be asking lots of questions.
By all means. Maybe you can corner me and ask me all those questions. I don't want answering.
That's it. You get to flag him it.
All right. Oh, no.
All right.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, Sir Wolf, for joining us. It's great that you joined us. It's good to know about the Spring Iniquity.
Yes. Yeah. Maynard's going to be there all tied up and electrified.
Oh, my God. Electrified with the violent one. You know what? We talked about that with Buck Ramsey, right? Buck Ramsey was saying that, I think he tried it before, and he said it was an interesting experience. So I don't know if I can handle it. No, I've seen a person being shocked. Not electrocuted, but shocked.
I mean, there are different settings, Maynard. I mean, you don't have to, like, cook toast or anything.
Have you tried it yourself?
No.
No?
I can't afford such equipment. I wish I could. Oh, my God.
But you can go there, stand there, and
get... Well, yeah, I can go there and stand there.
Are you going to do it this year?
All right. Well, you know, a friend of ours has one, so I could just ask him if I could borrow it and play with it.
Let's take a video of it, Ray. You getting shocked by an electric... by a violent wand. What do you think?
Okay.
Okay. You're so easy. All right.
Oh, you just don't even know.
Okay. All right. There's something I want to bring. Oh, wait. Hold on. Spring Iniquity. Guys, go check out springiniquity.com and the website again. What's the other website that he said?
NLAHouston.com. Let's see. Let me make sure I get it right. It's www.nlahoustontexas.org.
Oh, okay. .org.
.org, yeah.
NLA.
Or you can go to National Leather Association, which I think that's at nationalleatherassociation.org, and look for the different organizations up under it. And Houston will be in there. So.
Okay. It's NLAHoustonTX.org. There you go. So we'll put the links on the show notes. Okay. One thing I want to talk about, Ray, I talked to you about this during the day. It's the Comic Palooza.
Oh, yeah, we missed that.
We missed that one.
Totally missed that. Well, actually, I knew about it because one of the chasers told me about it, and I was like, oh, and I got researching it, and it looked like some of the other comic crap that used to come through Houston. It just sucked. It looked kind of sucky.
Yeah. Eat your heart out, San Diego. We have our own Comic Palooza. But
it doesn't even
close. Well, it's not even close, no. But who knows? Who knows? I mean, you know, Comic-Con started something like this also. You know, yeah.
But there have been other comic things here in Houston, and they're usually like these promotion companies that try to sell all this crap. And that's what I thought this one was. That's why I didn't go. But after looking at the pictures there in the paper today, I was like, oh, they had a bunch of different booths set up. It wasn't just like one company trying to sell everything and having a couple speakers in to talk. So, and people dressed up some, so it was quite interesting. So.
Yeah, I saw the pictures, and it's interesting. It's they have they have the what do you call this? They have X-Men. They have. Yeah, they're okay. Fine, they're dorks. They're dorks. Yeah, so I want to see one. I haven't been one. I haven't been to Comic Con. I haven't been to.
Well, you can go to Comic Con this year. I haven't been able since I'm not able to go.
You know, be able to go. I don't think I can either because we're going out of town after that.
Oh, sorry, guys. No Comic Con. No Comic Con. Chaser with a camera hitting the bears up at Comic Con this year. Unless Carl just goes wild and gets a video camera and goes for it.
Yep. Maybe he can be our correspondent. And actually, I think the week before that is San Diego Pride. I'm thinking of going to San Diego Pride just to see where San Diego is. Because I really want to go to San Diego.
You can go see Michael while you're there. I'm sure Cena Grace might be in town.
Oh, that's right. He should be. He should be there for a couple of weeks. Okay, so Comic Palooza. That's comicpalooza.com. And some of their notable guests were the girl. How do you pronounce this? Dykin? Dykin Lachman. She played Sierra in Dollhouse. And Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell was there?
Yeah, Bruce Campbell was there. And if you know him from Army of Darkness.
So. Yes. He has his own little cult following.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and Peter Mayhew, the one who played Chewbacca in the Star Wars series.
Okay. He's at Comic-Con every year, too, so.
Yeah. And also Ray Park. Ray Park was there.
Oh, cool.
From
Ray Park.
What did he play? He played Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, and he was on Heroes.
He was in Heroes also. It's funny, in the credits here, they didn't even mention Heroes. They just mentioned Star Wars. Star Wars and he did. They did mention Heroes. That's right. I'm sorry. They did mention Heroes, and he says Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe, the big screen adaptation. Okay, so anything else? What are you gonna do this week?
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Spend time with my loving and affectionate little brown dog.
Aww.
Ain't that right, buddy? Ain't that right? Oh, buddy, buddy, buddy.
Okay,
it's like y'all are on too late. I need to go outside.
Spring. Oh wait, it's what do you call this? It's Easter. That's right.
Passover started today, Monday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. And this coming, actually, Easter, we always travel. So we're thinking of going to New Mexico. We're going to Albuquerque and Santa Fe.
You'll enjoy Santa Fe. It's beautiful. Oh, my God.
Is it really? Okay. I'm excited to see. All right, so thank you, everyone, for listening. We're going to wrap this up. Email us.
Give us a call. Email us,
show@bearpodcast.com. And email us directly, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or better yet, give us a call, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. Follow us on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Okay, so, wow. Happy Easter, Ray.
Happy Easter, Ray. Happy Passover and happy Easter to everybody happy else.
Okay, thank you everyone for listening and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. What a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Hello, everyone. We are here with Sir Wolf Chopper from National. Duh, shit. Okay, let's try this again. See, Maynard, I think there's a reason I'll let you lead stuff off.
Okay.
All right, here we go.